Ryder here. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 213 on August 21st, 2018. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you would like to support my efforts to deconstruct the myths and misconceptions around pegging and offer accurate advice to all who seek it, head on over to Patreon and become a patron of my work. All patrons have access to the podcast a day early, as well as a 24/7 chat channel full of pegging practitioners from all over the world. Rewards for the various levels of support include written and audio erotica to excite and inspire. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can click the Support My Work button on my website. Another way to support my work is through enticeme.com, the little black dress of pleasure products. Entice Me offers a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys for your enjoyment. Just go to enticeme.com/rubyrider, and for 15% off of your entire purchase, you can use the coupon code RIDER, that's RYDER. If you'd like assistance figuring out exactly which pegging equipment is the very best choice for you, I offer free equipment phone consultations for customers of Entice Me. You'll be supporting my efforts to change hearts and minds and asses about pegging. I had to include the asses in there. Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing great today. So let's do a patron update.
Yes.
I do have one new patron. RJ signed on to be a patron at $3 a month. RJ, thank you so much for your generous pledge. I really appreciate your support. And let's get right over to your letters. I have a very quick question for you. What harness would you recommend for my wife, who is 5 feet and 1/2 inch tall? She likes to always add in that half inch. She is 115 pounds and petite. I am 6'3" and 170 pounds, if that helps. Don't know why my height and weight would matter, but just in case it did. The dildo we've been using with our hands and with the suction cup is the Avant Pride P3 Beauty. I would like to graduate to a longer and a little more girth. Any suggestions? I do have the Avant Pride, which is 8 inches and 1.7 inch in girth, but that is way down the road for me. I just like to look at it and fantasize about the day I can finally take that girth and give it head. Thank you in advance for your recommendation. And this is another letter from the proud bisexual husband. So, wow, I read this right off the bat because I just got the heads up that this new line from Blush Novelties exists called the Avant line. And it's so colorful and pretty. It really, really is. So for those of you who have shopped the Blush Novelty line before through Entice Me, I do recommend the Ergo Mini quite a bit because it's the perfect beginner dildo and it's the dual density one. So it's quite forgiving. Plus it does have the suction cup bottom. So they didn't actually use that one with the color, the new colors ones, but they did use the other three models that are bigger in that dual density line. The next one up would be the Helio, which is a great one to graduate up to once you've outgrown the Ergo Mini or are desiring something a little bit longer, a little bit wider. The one after that is the Rolo, and then there's the Suco. The Rolo and Suco are similar in diameter, but they are different in shape, and that shape becomes important depending on what you like and what you want. So anyway, I was thrilled because a listener wrote in and said, hey, is the Avant line good? Is it safe? You know, so I checked it out. It's from Blush Novelties. They're single density silicone as opposed to the dual density, but it really looks like what they've done is to use the same molds for those three. They have some other stuff in the Avant line as well. The most fetching thing about the line is the colors that they've done. It's like horizontal stripes on these beautiful dildos. So yeah, I had to take a look because they have some lovely color combinations. So the three models that they've made in this single density silicone were from the molds, the Helio, the Rolo, the Succo, like I mentioned. Now, interestingly enough, the diameter on the Helio lists the same for the two Avant models, which they name separately because of the difference in the colors. So in other words, those two colored models, which would be the Purple Rain and Hot and Cool. So those two look like they're made from the Helio mold. And they're beautiful colors, but my point is that the diameter lists the same on the original dual density Helio model, as well as the Hot and Cool and Purple Rain. But then when you move to the Rolo, which is a nice, thicker, longer dildo with some beautiful colors, there are two models in the Avant line in that single density dildo that are called Sin City and Electra. Well, so I was checking these things out because I like to do my homework for you guys. I noticed that it was listed as 1.6 inches in diameter on the dual density models, but it was listed as 1.75 inches on the single density models. You know, I don't think that it should be measured differently if it's just a little bit less squishy, if you get my meaning. And then upon further exploration, I found that the same thing existed in their offerings for the Succo mold. And they call those the Summer Fling and Sexy in Pink. I would have to say that the Sexy in Pink is just the hottest color. Holy crap. That one does have some pretty significant bulges and a very significant head. So think hard before you decide on that model, because some people talk about how it's a little bit intense when I looked through the reviews and stuff, because I read a bunch of different reviews. Nonetheless, the exact same diameter issue exists there, with them listing it as 1.75 in diameter as opposed to the 1.6 on the dual density model of the original Succo. So what did Ruby Rider do? Ruby Rider wrote them on their contact thing, and bless their hearts, they got right back to me. But it's kind of funny what they said, because, you know, I wrote them and I basically said this. You know, the Sin City and Electra seem to be made from the Rolo mold, which is 1.6 in diameter. Why are they listed as 1.75? Or you created a new mold like the Rolo, but larger. And the same thing with the Succo. It looks like your new Summer Fling and Sexy in Pink are from the Succo mold. Please advise us to the difference in diameter measurements. Succo is 1.6 and others named above are listed as 1.75. So it was a pretty short response. And you know, I don't know what measurement to call it now, because this is what they wrote me back. And I quote, "I have to tell you, there's no 100% accurate way to measure. We use a digital caliper to measure, but it all depends on who is measuring and at which location he or she is measuring. Go with the 1.75. Okay, so there you go. There's your answer. I'm not sure what diameter Tiffany is going to put on the website, but I think we'll just go with the 1.75, which just totally cracks me up. However, it's just so exciting because these toys are really nice. They're good quality silicone, they're reasonably priced, and they're just beautiful. So this single density offering, the Avant line of Lush Novelties, is pretty damn cool. And we're going to have those up for you on Entice Me for your perusal. And I will have the links to every single one of those awesomely named dildos that we are going to offer. Haha. Okay, now let's go back after that long, long story. This person who wrote in, the proud bisexual husband who wrote in, has a different model, which is called the Beauty. The reason that I told Tiffany I didn't want to carry that one with Entice Me is because it's only 5-inch insertable. It is 1.25 inch in diameter, which is awesome for a beginning dildo, but that 5-inch insertable is just so short and so limiting that I really try and make a point of only offering toys that start off with the 6-inch. Otherwise, it's hard to control it. They fall out a lot. So I see why you would really like to upgrade to a new toy. One of the other things about these toys, the Avant line, is that they have this velvety finish that people really rave about, basically. So it's not the slick silicone finish. It has a velvety finish, and it's supposed to be really smooth and feel quite lovely. So what can you upgrade to? Because the other one that you have, yes, 1.75. See, that's what you said. It was 1.75 in diameter. And that is pretty intense. I really had to chuckle when you said you just look at it and dream of when you'll be able to take it and give it head. Well, you know, you could probably give it head now, but it wouldn't be as fun if she didn't have it in the harness and ready to do you. All right, so those are the dildos. So let's first talk about which dildo to upgrade to that will give you an in-betweener, and then we'll talk about the harness for her. So when I did a little research, one of the things you say in your letter is that you have the Avant Pride, 8 inches, that is 1.7 in girth, but that's not the right brand name, because the link that you gave me shows a different brand that is not offered through Blush Novelties in the Avant line. It is offered through NS Novelties, a little bit different, and it's bigger than you say. It's actually 8 inches long, but I believe what it says on the website where I checked the link that you gave me is that it's 1.8 inches at its largest point. So yeah, you've got a pretty big dildo there. And that is definitely something that would require an in-between dildo to slowly work up to that. I usually advise no more than a quarter inch raise at a time. And since you've got a 1.25, why not stick with the same line and do a 1.5? So if you wanted to get one of the Avant line, that would give you the same firm density silicone which you seem to have enjoyed with your smaller one, and it's the old Helio model. And again, those two models are called Hot and Cool and Purple Rain. This is definitely going to give you a little bit more length. The girth is exactly a quarter inch bigger. It's 1.5. And the length of those two are 6-inch insertable, which is going to give you 1 more inch. That should be the perfect size. And so, you know, since you really enjoyed that first one, why not stick with that same brand and go to the next one? That would be my recommendation. So, okay, let's see. Now let's talk about harness for your sweetie, who is 5.5 inch tall. 5'1.5 inch tall. I love that she always insists about that half inch. Now, there's all kinds of harnesses, so it really depends on what you would like. If she would like something really comfortable and washable, there's fabric harnesses. If she wants something really sexy, they have ones that Spare Parts makes with detachable garters that she can use. Or if she's more like the tomboy type, there's one that just look like briefs. And then there's beautiful, yummy leather ones too. All of these will come in the size that she needs, being a very small and petite woman. No problem at all with that, because they all come in a variety of different sizes. So it really depends on what her preference is. The disadvantages of fabric harnesses are that there is a little bit of give, and that means about a quarter inch. Some givers, it drives them crazy to have that quarter inch there. But what you're dealing with is a fabric harness, so it has elastic. That's why you have the give. And no matter how tight that elastic fits, you're still going to have a tiny bit of give when compared to a leather harness. A leather harness, you can cinch that baby down and make that toy like it's a part of you. So there's the difference there. The leather harness is going to require a little bit more care. Sometimes you can wipe it down with a warm washcloth with a tiny bit of hand soap, but every once in a while you're going to have to condition that leather and clean it with, you know, the leather stuff. I have a different podcast about that talks about how to take care of a leather harness. It doesn't require a huge amount of care, but it is something to consider. And also, if you are planning to have a whole bunch of use with a whole bunch of different people, because I don't know the structure of your relationship or your commitments to each other or lack thereof or, you know, any of that, I don't want to make any assumptions. Leather harnesses are usually not the best choice if you're planning on using that harness with a whole bunch of different people, because leather is technically porous and can technically hold bacteria. So the default, if you're wanting to do a lot of pegging with a lot of different partners, is usually a fabric harness. So I'm going to put links up to a variety of different spare parts harnesses and my two favorite leather harnesses from Aslan Leather, the Minx as well as the Jaguar. And she can take a look at those. You guys can sit down and think about it. Your height and weight don't really matter, but I'm quite sure that they will have something that fits her. They have a variety of different sizes in both of those harnesses. And sometimes people just have preferences in terms of, you know, I don't want to do leather. It's a little hardcore, whatever. But they have beautiful colors in the leather, too. In fact, if you got a Prince Purple Minx Aslan Leather harness, right? And then you got the Purple Rain dildo. Oh my God, that would look so beautiful. Okay, if you do that, can you send a picture? Who knows? Maybe her favorite color is not purple and she really wants the fabric harnesses, but I don't know. That visual just came in my head and like, I want to see that. That would be beautiful. Okay, I think I've answered your questions here. Let me check your letter one more time. Yes, I did. And all of those dildos that I'm mentioning in the Avant line that we're going to carry through Entice Me do have that suction cup bottom, so you have that option as well. That is not going to go away and can be a real fun thing to play with either by yourself or, I always say this, because visuals that go in my head, you guys, you just wouldn't believe it. So sometimes I share them so you have a better sense of what is in Ruby Rider's head. Or you can be an extrovert on your granite countertop and you can put on a show for your lovely woman. There you go. So let her listen to this podcast, right? And then you might be obligated to do it or encouraged to. It's all consensual, right? Everything is consensual. Okay. Thank you for the question. Let us know what you get and how it works. And if you get the Prince get up, man, please take a picture. It doesn't have to be honor. I just want to see the dildo in the harness. All right. Thanks for the question. Okay. And for everybody else listening, like I mentioned, all of those different beautiful colors are going to be linked in the Linkorama. And I think I'm just going to put a little collage together of all of them as the picture for this particular podcast because they're so beautiful. I want you guys to check them out. All right. Here is another quick question. So I was wondering if you suffer from constipation, how do you convince a woman to still fuck you in the ass with a strap on? Well, that's an interesting question, and it's an interesting thing to sort of combine. Recently, I spoke to a man who was into anal play with very large toys. And one of the things that he shared was that his self-exploration, because this is all solo play that he does with his big toys, has completely cleared up a lifelong childhood difficulty with constipation. I have theories about that. I think it's because when you get into the bigger toys, one of the things that you're doing is you're constantly massaging and kind of conditioning those pelvic floor muscles. And pelvic floor muscles are a huge component of what makes up difficulties with constipation. All of that is way too tight down there. So basically, he's just sort of working it out and massaging it and having his fun with solo play big toys. And this is what he shared with me, is that no more constipation at all, zip, zip, none. So that is one thing I wanted to share with you, because it's quite possible that when you start doing this play, that the constipation will resolve itself completely. Self-play is a great idea. I don't know if you're doing any of that. And it's always something I recommend before pegging so that you know your body well. And especially I would suggest it in this circumstance because you want to know your body really well. If there's any concerns there, you want to have already explored it, played with the toys that you're going to do the pegging with and all of that before you have your partner try it, so that if there's anything special that you need or any way you need her to approach you specifically with the toy, that you can give her that information and it'll go much more smoothly. So the clean out is going to be the same. You can either choose to do the rectal bulb syringe, and the one that I recommend that's the easiest to use for that and the kindest, so to speak, because it has that lovely silicone nozzle on the end of it, ErgoFlow Director bulb syringe. It has a lovely threaded connector between the nozzle and the bulb. It has an opening that's wide, so when you're in the shower, you can fill it more easily with your shower water, and that threaded connector makes it so that there's no danger of losing that nozzle up into your anal region. Plus, it has a check valve on the bulb so that when you squeeze the water into your ass, it doesn't suck a bunch of water back into the bulb itself. It limits that. So that's a way cool thing for cleaning out. If you want to do enemas and if that's really helpful for you in your condition, because I'm imagining if you are constipated, you perhaps know that about yourself, you may use enemas yourself to treat the constipation, so you're going to know better if the bulb syringe is better for you or the enemas. But if you do choose the enemas, please make sure and do that 2 hours ahead of time so that any excess water has been vacated from those folds in your colon before you do the sexy times. Now, so that's all sort of circumstantial, physiological, body stuff, cleaning out, you playing with your own ass and getting to know it really well so that the penetrative stuff is something you're used to, you know how it works and all that. So now, you actually use the word convince when you talked about convincing your partner to do this. I would encourage you to let that go. If you introduce the subject of pegging to her and then have her listen to podcast number 112. If you have listened to this podcast before, I talk about this particular podcast quite a bit, the magic number 112. And it's not completely magic. What it is it's a podcast in my voice directed to the women who have just been presented with the whole concept of pegging. Now, you need to listen to podcast number 112 first because you are the only one who can make the decision as to whether or not that's the best thing for your partner. But what it does is it goes through all of the myths and misconceptions, it gives accurate information, and then it gives a really easy way for you guys to talk about it afterwards. But one of the best things I think it does is it emphasizes over and over that you sharing this information with her, and that is a better way to frame it, is you're sharing your desire for this with her. You are not trying to convince her because she's the only one who can decide. All you can do is tell her what you want and need and give her accurate information, and then you guys can talk about it and she's the one that gets to decide. You don't convince her. What that podcast does is it emphasizes that just the fact of you sharing that desire with her is a real gift. You're letting her know you want a deeper level because you're telling her this is something you've desired and wanted and fantasized about and that sort of thing. I don't think that the constipation thing is that big of a deal. And if anything, like I said in the very beginning of answering this question, I think it will help. So it's not a matter of an interfering thing. And I suppose you could present it as not only something that's healthy for your prostate, but something that could quite possibly help the constipation as well. So, yeah, podcast number 112. Tell her that this is something that you've been checking out, that it is something that can offer a tremendous amount of pleasure, that it's healthy for your prostate, and that it's possible that it could even help your constipation. And you want to know if she would be willing to explore this with you, and you have something for her to listen to give her more information. And it's kind of cool and cozy to listen to it with her. That way you can pause it at any time you want and have little side conversations about the stuff that I just mentioned. So there you go. It's not a detractor that you have the constipation. I'm sure that it is something you struggle with, so it's a detractor in that sense. But it's not something that should be a factor that would dissuade your partner solely because of that to not do pegging. Either she's going to want to do it or she's not. And once again, I always mention this over and over again, not just the podcast number 112, but please make sure your side of the street is clean. What do I mean by that? Send her to the moon with pleasure. Make sure you're helpful. Make sure that you're the best partner you can be. Make her life happy. You know, not only just sexually, but as a helpful partner who cares about her and loves her. clean up your side of the street before you ask her to do this. The happier she is when you ask her, the more likely it will be that she will be willing to listen to your desires with much more of an open mind and be happy to explore them with you. So there you go. That is the answer to your question. Good luck to you, sir. Please do let us know how it goes. And if you get to the pegging thing, write your story up, send it in, and I will play the celebratory music for you. And in between there, because there's a lot of decisions to make in between, if you end up buying equipment, send me any questions you have and I can help you with that as well. All right, here's my next letter. Hello, I was laughing about the end of your last podcast, smoking marijuana. After it was legalized here in California, I grew 3 different strains. All came out well. Rather funny having a small green bong that my wife and I share. We are both in our 50s. We may smoke it once a week, probably less. One of the strains is called Mazar. I call it the horny weed. Every time I smoke it, I want to have sex. Wife smokes it, but does not have the same horny effect, or we would be smoking a lot more weed. Great point on making sure that partner is happy sexually. It's hard to discuss your needs if her needs are not yet met. It is my birthday coming up, and I was looking for a new butt plug and dildo. Any suggestions on a plug? I have the Fun Factory butt plug that you recommended before, but I'm looking for something a little larger. Also, a new dildo for pegging. I have the Fuse medium size, but looking for something more realistic. I saw the King Cock 8.5, but reviews and dimensions sound a little scary. Please send me links to your affiliated site for appropriate toys. Thanks, Bob. Hey, Bob. Hello again. And I get what you mean about the pot. You know, there's no guarantee that you're both going to react the same. And how funny that that one strain makes you totally horny and her not so much. Okay, let's look at butt plugs and dildos for you. So, okay, here's the deal. You said you have the Fun Factory butt plug that I recommended before, but you know, I don't know what I recommended before, and you didn't tell me which one that you have. And the Fun Factory makes 3 different sizes. See, I'm pretty sure you don't have the smallest one, but you said you're looking for something a little larger, and I don't have the measurements of the one that you want to upsize from. So let me give you some suggestions for some of my favorite plugs that have a variety of sizes so that you can choose the one that upgrades a little bit. The Fun Factory ones have 3 different sizes, so if you have not used the larger size, you can certainly try that. There is also a line called Enjoy Pure Plugs. Those are stainless steel. The weight of the plug feels delicious inside you. It is awesome for long-term wear where you can go out and about with the plug in your butt, and it's comfortable. It doesn't seem to need as much re-lubrication wearing long-term as silicone plugs. And they have quite a variety of sizes, all the way up to 2 inches in diameter. They call that one the 2.0. The other 3 that they have are small, medium, and large. And the large is a good size. I think it's about 1.5 inches. So that's a possibility. Another possibility is to incorporate vibrations into the butt plug, because it may not be any bigger than what you have now. But there is the B-Vibe triplet plug, which has a remote. It has 3 little beads on it. It has 2 different motors in the first 2 beads, the one closest to the opening of your ass, and then the next one in, which would be hitting your prostate. So that's not that big of a plug. I think probably it's a little less than 1.5 inches, more like 1.375 inches at the biggest part. But the vibrations could be really, really fun for you. There's also the Tantus Rider. That is 1.5 inches in diameter. That is a nice, basic, girthy plug that is lovely. So I'm going to put links to all of those. This is going to be quite the equipment link full podcast for you guys, because I'm only on the first couple of questions here. And now let's talk about new dildos for pegging. You have the Fuse medium size, but you're looking for something a little more realistic. So the King Cock is made of PVC, by the way. That's why I call it a shitty toy. Plus the company that makes it is Pipe Dream, which is an awful company. They sell really crappy stuff. So looking through, I'm glad that you asked for a realistic toy, because looking through our offerings, it enticed me. I see that this is a lack that we have in our offerings of dildos. We don't really have any that are really realistic looking dildos. The ones that first come up in my mind, another place to look would be the New York Toy Collective. They have some awesome, pretty realistic looking toys that are made from silicone, and they even have some that are kind of poseable. They're a little pricey, but at the same time, they are exquisitely made toys in a variety of different skin colors, if you will. That's such a bizarre thing to do. It's skin colored, flesh colored. Whose flesh, right? So you have a variety of different tones to choose from. I'll put the link for that company up in the Linkorama so you can take a look. And the other place that I'm going to suggest is Vixen Creations. I'll put the link for that in the Linkorama as well. Their Vixskin dildos, which are dual density, have some beautiful, pretty realistic looking ones, and they don't have that sort of weird pinkish tint to the king cock. Clearly, I'm not a fan of the king cock. Vixen Creations, you can peruse over there because they have quite a variety of dildos, and some of them are quite realistic and in a whole variety of sizes, some with balls, some without. You get the point. So that link will be in the Linkorama as well, and I'm quite sure between those two places you will be able to find something that looks realistic, a little bigger than what you've got, and let us know what you get and how you like it. All right, Bob, thanks for the letter. And here's another one. This one was titled Strapless Dildos. My girlfriend and I enjoy our strapless or double dildo, however you want to call it. But when it comes to positions, and also as she gets more and more aroused, her end tends to slip. I have read many, many reviews with similar issues. Are there any options for us? Thank you so much if you can help. Oh my goodness, yes, I can help. First, I'm just going to give you a little bit of reading, should you be inspired to check it out, and that is called The Truth About Strapless Strap-Ons. One of the things I mention in that article is exactly what you talk about the more aroused a woman gets, the more juicy she gets, and the more juicy she gets, the harder it is to hold something in. Well, of course it's hard to hold something in. The juice is meant to help things slide. So yes, not surprised you're having issues. All of the harnesses offered on Entice Me, except for the plus-size ones that are Sport Sheets brand, are compatible for doubles. I would probably suggest one of the spare parts one if you're into fabric, and then Aslan leather if you want the leather harnesses. Both of those do perfectly well with the doubles. They will fit just fine and help her not have to work to hold that in, yet be able to still enjoy the stimulation of having that side inside her. So all of the different harnesses that I have linked to from the first person who was looking for a harness for his petite girlfriend of 5'1.5" will all be fine for the double that you guys have. So you can take a look at those, or just go to Entice Me and put in harness and see what pops up, because there's a whole variety of there for you to choose from, and they all are compatible with the doubles. And once you've got it, write and let us know how it's going and how you like it. Okay, thanks for the question. Hello, my name is Dylan. I'm a 25-year-old male seeking advice. So I recently got a 12-inch really thick toy, but my issue is I can fit the head in, but I instantly come from just pleasure. I want to continue taking the rest, but I have a deficit time after coming. Do you have any advice to keep it going? Well, I can honestly say that I think I've had this question one time before, where there was a difficulty with the guy coming too soon, and his partner was disappointed because, as a giver, she just wanted to keep going and going, and he's like, I come too soon, and then I have to have that downtime, like you said, sort of a recovery time when everything is perhaps a little too sensitive. So you've got this huge dildo, which you totally love, and you want to be able to take the whole thing, but as soon as you get the head in, you come. This is one of those few times where I might actually recommend that you try a little bit of lube that has some sort of numbing effect. That is something that might solve the problem, simply because it'll reduce the pleasure sensations, or it might anyway. And as you all know, listening to this podcast, I never, ever, ever want you to use numbing lube so that it doesn't hurt. But in this case, to reduce the sensation so you don't come as quickly, that might help. What else? Well, I suppose there's a possibility that you might be able to use a vibrating butt plug before you use this humongous toy. And the only reason I recommend that is because some men report that when they use a vibrating sensation against their prostate, it kind of numbs it out. This would be why I recommend that. Not because if you put that vibrating plug in, then you're going to come right away. It sounds like you have a definite sensitivity to girth. And at the same time, I get that you really want to take this toy and be able to take the whole thing. So a vibrating thing might solve the problem. Hard to say. And other than that, all I can recommend is just practice. Maybe that downtime after you come the first time. What happens if you just keep going? What happens then? Is it unbearable or is it just really intense? I mean, that can be called post-orgasm torture, kind of. And torture, you know, with air quotes around it, right? Because you're not damaging anything. It's just so intense that it's really hard to handle. So one of my questions would be, what happens if you just keep going? Or what happens if you keep that head in there and do your downtime after the head's in, and then you push it in after your downtime? Those are the options that I have. And anybody else who's listening, if this is something you've encountered and you have a different solution, or something just occurs to you that you would like to contribute, please do. Because those are the only things that I can think of, Dylan. Thank you so much for the question. And if you try those and they work, please do check back with me and let me know what helped. Good day to you, new member as of today, and wanted to reach out to you for some knowledge. I am early 40s, well-kept, straight gentleman, whom is yearning to explore being submissive in the bedroom and finding it easier said than done. Ugh. I discovered a few years ago wearing women's panties is a fetish I can't live without. I really enjoy the way certain fabrics feel, and when I have them on, I feel really naughty and horny. I like wearing panties out secretly in the world because, by nature, I'm a very alpha-type male, and no one would ever imagine that I had panties on underneath my clothes. It's fun, and a form of teasing myself. I'm quite comfortable wearing panties. As time passed, I evolved into trying garters and stockings, and it opened up a whole world to me that I enjoy exploring. Problem is, I explore alone. I have a companion who knows and embraces me wearing panties and has no problem with my fetish. We play in the bedroom in our panties all the time. It's a lot of fun. Problem is, it stops there. Sucks for me. All I want to do is be a sissy slave and get fucked in my ass with a big rubber dick. Is there something so wrong with that? Help. Oh, goodness, I feel for you, honey. Okay, first of all, just to know that you are not alone, I am going to put up links to the two podcasts I did with cross-dressing guys who enjoy being pegged, okay? Just listen to those, hear all the stories, and know that you are not alone. There is nothing wrong with you. That is the very first thing I want to tell you with emphasis, with intensity. There's nothing wrong with you at all. So listen to those podcasts and listen to the people who love what you love. Nothing wrong with that at all. All you want to do is be a sissy slave and get fucked in your ass with a big rubber dick. First of all, please don't use rubber. I'm being picky here, but don't use rubber. Use silicone. You definitely want a silicone toy in your ass, not a rubber one. Rubber is porous and can hold bacteria. Okay. One of the first suggestions I would have to you is to try and connect with your community. When you connect with your community, you will not only find other people, like I mentioned in the podcast that I did, where I solicited stories from cross-dressing guys who enjoy getting fucked in the ass with toys, but you will also find people who are attracted to people like that. So women who are looking for that, because there are absolutely women out there looking for that. There's not as many as you would like. There's certainly not as many as regular old heterosexual women who are looking for a heterosexual guy, just like there's not as many women out there who were totally down with pegging and looking for a guy to do pegging too, as there are women who kind of don't know anything about it or don't want to do it. But that doesn't mean they're not out there. So connect with your communities. Where would you do that? You can go to Reddit and explore the cross-dressing communities there. Connect with people, talk with them. But in terms of meeting someone, it's possible you could do that on FetLife.com. That is a place where pretty much all fetishes can be found and groups loving those. And I think that there's even groups on FetLife like Sissy Slaves and the Women Who Love Them or stuff like that. Those are that's an example of one of the groups that I believe I have come across. So that is a possibility of connecting with people as well. Now, know that when you go to FetLife.com, it is not built like a regular dating site. You can't say, okay, I'm looking for a woman in California in this city who's looking for sissy slaves. You can't do that. It is more of a community connector. So it's quite tedious to look through all of the different locations and try and find someone who has the same fetish that you do. But what you can do is you can connect up with your local BDSM communities through FetLife and start going to the munches and things. Now, you may have some thoughts about what BDSM is all about, that it's only about beating people and tying them up and things like that, and things that potentially you're not into. But I'd like to tell you that the vast majority of BDSM communities, since clearly I don't know the exact one you might be going to, are so open about all of the different kinks that people have. And in my particular BDSM community, we have all kinds of cross-dressers there. They don't show up cross-dressed, but yeah, they tell people that and everybody knows that. So if you meet the people in your community, show up at those meetings, which are called munches usually, and make friends, that is a really good way to meet someone who is into what you are into, because you become known, you become trusted, people know you, and then maybe someone will go, hey, you know, so-and-so, he's into what you're into, why don't you go talk to him? So yes, but I'd like to make a point at this juncture, which is, if you want to be a sissy slave and you want a woman to fuck you up the ass, are you looking for someone to just do that, or are you looking for a relationship? Because if you're looking for a relationship, then look for a relationship, and then early on in the connection, tell them what you're into and put your kink cards on the table. Otherwise, you are going to be looking for someone for a specific type of play, and that usually makes women feel like fetish dispensers, fetish delivery services, like you just want us because we are interested in fucking sissy guys with a strap on, right? No, there's a person behind that strap on. If all you are interested in is being treated like the sissy slave and getting fucked in your panties and that kind of thing, go to a professional. So I'm going to put a link to the podcast I did, which was an interview of a listener of mine who did go to a professional, how that happened and how he did it. And that might give you some information as well. So those are the decisions that you have to make. And if you are looking for a relationship, then like I said, you can go to places that are sort of sexually oriented. You can go to FetLife. I think there's an adult dating site called Adult Friend Finder. I was there years and years and years ago. I'm not sure what it's like now. And there's also a little bit more intense hardcore places like Collar Me and things like that, that are a little bit more BDSM oriented. But they all have areas of interest in the things that you mention. So it's possible you could find someone there. Just please be aware that if you've been fantasizing about this for a long time and you want to be submissive, that when you first go to websites and places to find someone, if you are approached by a dominant female who right off the bat says, yes, you will kneel at my feet and lick my shoes or whatever, you're my submissive now, tell her to fuck off. Here's why. The type of relationship that you're seeking and the submissiveness that you are yearning to experience requires a lot of communication and negotiation. It doesn't happen by magic. It's not something that just drops into what you've been fantasizing about without a fair amount of communication, negotiation, and work on the part of both parties. Most importantly, you start those communications and negotiations as equals. Anyone who is approaching you that automatically acts dominant and tries to command you around isn't worth their time. So tell them to fuck off and keep looking. There you go. And meanwhile, you could go to a pro and experience it there and see how you like it or indulge your desires and be treated like the sissy you yearn to be, which I feel for you because, yes, you are in a bit of a niche and it is a little bit difficult to find partners who are totally into that. But they're out there. They're absolutely out there. In fact, a friend of mine talks about how she ties up her boy toy and puts makeup on him sometimes and paints his nails and fucks him and just basically sort of fusses over him and gives him all kinds of attention. So that sounds like something that would be up your alley, so to speak, no pun intended. But more than anything, there's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely not. And if you want to become a patron for just a dollar a month, you know, there's people on the 24/7 chat channel who talk about things like this sometimes and these yearnings. So you're absolutely not alone. You are totally not. And additionally, some of them are quite masculine in regular life. So there you go. All right. Good luck to you and thank you so much for the question. Ruby, I'm writing to you for the second time. I was the author of the long letter featured in episode number 189, which delved into all aspects of how I got into pegging and some of my observations about how that experience radically changed my perspective on my own sexuality, pleasure, and views on women. Thank you for reading and giving it so much consideration. I think from that letter we can establish that I'm a pegging fan. So here is my question. When I started out, my partner and I used a realistic but modest-sized strap-on, which was great. Based on your recommendation, we upgraded to a Tantus Sport model. The goal was to get a little more girth. It was great, but I noticed it felt very different to me, and my theory is that the Tantus's smooth surface was the difference. The Tantus did feel fuller to me, but during thrusting, I almost felt very little in terms of the sensation of the thrust itself. In some ways, I almost prefer the original one. What is your experience or observation on smooth versus textured strap-ons? Do most prefer one or the other? In your experience or opinion, does the Tantus offer any unique benefits? And do you have any tips for using it? Just curious. Thanks for all you do in educating people about this topic. I remain a loyal listener, reader, and fan. All the best, quote, the brat, end quote, from episode 189. Now you make me want to go back and look at that because I don't recall. It's been a little while since episode 189. But welcome back, brat. And I welcome the questions too, of course. Okay, so there's individual reaction to smooth versus textured. But what it kind of sounds like is that what you're craving is girth. That it's quite possible that the girth, it needs to be a little bit wider for you to feel the most pleasure. You can combine the girth with a non-slick dildo and kind of hit it from both ends, so to speak, from both directions, thereby rather ensuring that you're going to have a pleasurable experience. The Tantus Sport has a little hook at the end, and the advantage of that particular dildo is that it's supposed to target the prostate, but it is a fairly thin one, which is why I think that a little more girth would be good for you. You said that you started off, you didn't identify exactly the dildo you started off with, so I don't have anything to go by. It would have been great to know what that one was so I could compare it. But from your description, I do think that one that is not slick and a little girthier would serve you well. These brand new ones that we're talking about, the Avant line of Blush Novelties, might serve you perfectly because they're going to be firm, like the Tantus, but a little bit thicker and not have that slick surface. It's going to be that velvety textured surface, if you will. So you will experience the girth and the texture more. Those two that are made from the Helio, which are called, once again, Purple Rain and Hot and Cool. Those two might work for you just perfectly. If you're a little concerned about the girth, then you might want to try the Helio itself, because the Helio is dual density, which means that you're going to have a softer outer surface, still textured, but you're going to have the softer outer surface and rigid inner core for functionality. So just in general, they're just softer, they're squishier, they're floppier, so to speak, but not so floppy that it is not functional because of that rigid inner core. So if you think you want a firm silicone, you're going to want to go for the Purple Rain or the Hot and Cool. And if you think you want something a little more forgiving, because the diameter of that will be 1.5 inches, and the diameter of the Tantus Sport is 1.25, so you're going to be going up a quarter inch. And I think that'll help you have more pleasure. Do it slowly, do it gradually, but I think you'll be fine with it. And anyway, if you think you want the more firm one, then you're going to go for those single-density silicone ones in the pretty colors. So that would be what I would recommend. From your description, I think that would be the best solution for you. Wow, this really is a podcast all about equipment. Thank you so much for the question. Let us know which one you get and how it works. Okay. Now, I have something for you that I'm going to put a link to that I'm kind of excited about. This lovely man who was in my class way back in February when I went to Colorado offered up a link to a rope harness, and this is another Midori creation. Of course it is, because it's rope, and Midori is a freaking rope genius. But it is a YouTube video that you can watch where she basically ties a rope harness onto this guy, the monk, Twisted Monk. It's awesome. So this is another option if you have some nice smooth rope to use for you budget-minded people out there that are looking for something to hold that dildo against you and a do-it-yourself harness, right? So it's an awesome thing for you budget-minded people who are looking for a harness to hold that lovely toy against your body. And she does it right there and shows you exactly how to tie it and the whole thing. So I'm going to have that in the Linkorama. And I'll probably do a separate post on my blog about it too, because, oh, that information can't be spread widely enough. So that's going to be there. And let's see, before I close, there's one last thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. And that is a butt plug that I've been raving about for some time called the Jeju Nuo. And over again, I've talked about how this is a cool thing that can be controlled by a phone app, right? Oh, I regret to tell you that I was wrong. Okay, so here is the deal on the Jeju Nuo. It is a vibrating plug. There are lots of different patterns that you can use an app on your phone to program into, sort of like, you know, a variety of different patterns. It can go from this pattern to that pattern to that pattern, and it can last X number of minutes long. So in other words, you can compose a program of vibration for the toy itself of a variety of different patterns and times of those patterns. Then you email that program to the person who has the plug, and then they open up the email, they connect it to the app on their phone, and it runs it. So it's totally different than I thought it was, and I so apologize, because I've been talking about this thing for a while, and I do hope that anyone that has bought the Jeju Nuo expecting that you could just get on your phone while you're on the phone with your partner, your sexy times partner at distance, like long distance, and or maybe on FaceTime with them or on Skype chat or something, and you would be able to control it right then and there. That is not the case. So I'm disappointed. Color me disappointed. So yes, I just wanted you guys to know that, because I have been raving about it for some time. And, you know, bad on me for raving about it and not trying it out first. So once I really looked into it and wanted to try it out, I found out that it could not do the things that I've been telling you that it can do. My apologies. The Jeju Nuo does have some cool things about it, but it cannot be controlled by a phone app directly while it's in someone's ass. That is an email transaction that has to happen there. So, full disclosure, there you go. And I think we're done. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com has informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, and you can find those under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. And if you order any sexy new toys from EnticeMe.com, do remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. Send your questions to Ruby at PeggingParadise.com. No question, is too senile, too simplistic, or too sexy. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so please don't be shy. Throw all those questions in my mailbox, or you can call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.